Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Woohoo! Oh, it is indeed. Welcome, welcome. Welcome back.
Thanks, Joe Guy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Do you know, every time that intro comes on, I just want to be like, woo! Like, hype myself.
As you should.
Thank you. How are you going?
I'm pretty good. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit under the weather at the moment, but I'll live.
You'll live. Honestly, this weather is out of absolute control. This morning when I was walking here, I could see people just like visibly shivering. It was intense. Let's get this mic. Cool. Theatre. I feel like, because we had a week off last week, and before that, all we were talking about was comedy festival. And I was like, yes, I'm really excited
To give it a break
and to get in the nitty gritty. And guess what? It's return seasons from Comedy Festival. I know.
So is that like the best of? How does that work?
Well, so how it works is these return seasons are all shows that were programmed at the Basement. And they all did really well. They all sold out. One of them won the Fred Award, which is like the major award at the New Zealand Comedy Festival, named after legend himself, Fred Dagg. And that is for best show overall. So that's coming back, which is going to be awesome. And it is called Camp Binch. And it is by Chris Parker. And he's an absolute fucking legend. And it's the 7th to the 9th of June next week. So it's only three nights. It's absolutely going to sell out. And it's at 7:45. And the other two that we've got is Leon Wadham's Giddy, which I'm really excited because I didn't see it. Did you see it, Sarah?
No, I didn't.
She didn't see it. But thank God he's coming back to the Basement, and he'll be there 8th to the 9th of June. So he's only doing two shows, and that's at 6:30. So it's kind of like a cute wee time, because you can just pop in, like you just finish work, pop to the theatre, and be blown away by an awesome performance. And then we've got Brinley Stent and Rhiannon McCall, Why Does This Feel So Good? I saw that. It was really awesome. It was like a riot in the theatre. They were like, wah! And they're two awesome ladies doing awesome comedy, and that is on the 5th till the 6th of June at 7:45.
Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. And then I was like, and also next week, the last show that I could find that I'm like, fuck yeah, real excited about is Don Juan. And they did the Christmas show at the Basement last year, and they're like they kind of live in character as a French theatre company. And they're telling the story of Don Juan, and they're going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So they have a fundraiser season at Q, and if you don't go to this, you're an absolute fucking idiot. And it's on June 5th till June 9th, and that is at Q Theatre. So if you feel like, you know, sweeping up from the Basement into Q.
Can you give us a little tease of what is to come outside of the Comedy Festival?
Very excited
to delve into the theatre.
Well, Q have their Matchbox season coming up, which means, so Matchbox is like where Q co-presents a season of works through its creative development program. And so I think they have like six shows on this year, and I'll talk about them more next week, so closer to the time, but they are all outstanding. And one of them is... and then also Silo have their production Selfish coming up, which I'm super excited about.
What's that about?
It's about a woman taking Shakespeare to prisons. It's going to be fucking funny though. It's two actors. It's got Jason Takati and Carrie Green, and maybe I could see if Carrie wants to come in next week. I know, she's awesome. Because theatre's not for nerds, theatre's for cool people. But if you are a nerd, I love you.
It's like theatre makers and comedians make up like the cool quota of the city.
Joe Guy,
I feel this, kind of.
I'm glad that the perception is there.
they're the cool nerds. They're the great in between.
The great in between, where you're like, you've got a foot in Star Wars and then a foot in like the clubs.
Exactly.
Those are my two nerdy extremes that I can think of. It's not.
Star Wars in the clubs.
Yeah, Star Wars in the clubs.
Extremely popular franchise, like, which everyone likes at the clubs.
Absolutely. And so that is my theatre report for this week, which I'm super excited for. Just maybe if you're like stuck, just go on Google, just pop down to the Basement for a drink, check out what's on at Q. Q also have other stuff on this week, but I'm not going to talk about it because it's not theatre.
It's
the Edgefest documentary
Tell
film.
Tell me a little bit about that though. I want to know anyway.
Well, it's the Edgefest documentary film festival, and so there's heaps of awesome short films on. which will be freaking cool. But I was like, I won't let film overshadow the, my pure art.
The art of theatre.
The art of theatre. No, but yeah, there's really cool stuff going on. And it's freezing. What better activity to do than go and sit in a room and
Have a wine. Have a laugh.
Enjoy some stuff. Oh, there's one last thing. Cult Show is on at the Basement this evening and tomorrow. And that's written by Sarade Cameron and Amelia Reynolds, also featuring Arlo Gibson. And it's an outstanding look at the women's archives, the revitalisation of the women's archives. Do you know there's like a women's archives of New Zealand that's just filled with stuff that women have done? But it's like real sporadic and random, and like anyone can submit anything. It's very buzzy.
That's
anyway,
amazing. And they work like in collaboration with the museum to like get hold of those archives and put the whole show together.
It's crazy. And it's also a really powerful look at intersectional feminism, which I think is
That's what we like to hear.
It's necessary for everyone. Take all your friends. I was about to say all your racist. No. All your friends that might need this show, you fucking take them to that and you sit them in the front row and you let them eat it up.
Eat it up. And also just a last bit of a curveball, if I may.
Yeah.
What were some of the standouts for you from the comedy festival? Oh. I know it's going to be hard because you got to be like, I loved everyone, but I want you to pick three. No more than three.
No!
Your top three.
That's so hard. Oh my God, Giggly Gerties. I called to the point where I called my sister in Wellington. I was like, bitch, you book a motherfucking ticket right now, which she didn't. But hey, it was, and that was by Chris Parker and Tom Sainsbury. It just got me absolutely. I was like convulsing with laughter. What were the other two ones? Shit, this is a really hard. Oh, Rose Matafeo's show, Horn Dog. She's just amazing.
Yeah,
and like she does this thing at the end. I don't think this is spoilers, but she does like a full dance to like a K-pop song at the end, and I was like, yes, absolutely, yes.
This didn't make me love you already. This is.
I know! As if the show wasn't good enough, you've just fucking whipped out this amazing finale and it's incredible. And the last one, oh, again, too hard. Too hard. I can't even think.
You just want to stick with top two?
I'm just going to sit with my top two. I'm going to sit with my top two because they were so good. And the rest were just great.
Everyone else is tied for third place.
That's right. Diplomacy.
I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
See you next week.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.